Welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. I am on the phone with Brenna Sage, a wonderful writer, singer, songwriter, everything, a woman who does it all. And she has been, well, when did you leave Portland, Brenna?
2002.
That's incredible. Now, the reason I called you and hoped that you'd be able to do a podcast is because I noticed that you were back in Oregon, and I wondered what you were up to.
Well, I've been back for about 2.5 years, and I dived in and started finding piano opportunities right away. I was playing in the Lincoln County Pops Orchestra, and I started doing some theater. I brought my third one-woman show here and did that in Tillamook and in Lincoln City, and now I'm directing and writing and performing in my second piece at the Tillamook Theater Company.
Well, tell me and everybody else what I looked at the titles of your pieces, and they sound very interesting and exploring you as your own subject and you as an artist. So what's really been inspiring you to work on these shows?
Just kind of autobiographical stuff. It's kind of a coming home of sorts, and just looking at myself and being okay with it and expressing it in an artistic way.
Oh, it's really interesting. I mean, I find for myself as well, I'm often processing and working out, learning about who I am in the world through my work. I think we're so lucky as artists to have those avenues.
Oh, yes. And the work that I was doing at the Oregon Youth Authority this summer, I was working with some high school-aged young men and helping them get a rock band started. Oh. And it felt like I was passing on the tools that I have.
I have to say, it seems to me, especially in light of political events right now, that the way to start to open the door to better communication among all people is for people to reveal themselves to each other. And I would bet that you're the kind of person in that context that you are showing them a courageous way to be in the world, to say who you are, what you've done. And in that sharing, I just sounds so promising in terms of their development.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't know that I really necessarily see myself in that light, but that is kind of what I'm doing, I guess.
Right. That's fantastic.
The most recent play that I did dealt with mental illness and how it was perceived in the 30s and 40s.
Mm.
And it was a really great experience for me.
Yeah.
It was the first directing experience I've ever had.
Oh, how was that?
I loved it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So tell me about the rock band. The kids really enjoyed doing it?
Yes. The first song that we started with was Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. And I've got to say that they aren't called guards, but the people that work on the facility got really tired of hearing it. But we did a couple of new songs and some real classics, and I got the guys playing at least two instruments, and some of them singing who had never sung in front of anyone before.
Mm.
And we had a concert at the end of the summer session, and it was so positive.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Music is such a fantastic way for young people to express themselves. You know, it just energetically feels like it really moves things around.
Yeah, it really does.
Not to mention that, I don't know, the feelings that come with being able to learn how to play an instrument and have success in that, that's huge.
Yeah. I was so proud of them.
Yeah. So will you continue doing work like that?
I hope so. It's only available during the summer session, but they were really happy with it, so I'm sure I'll go back.
Oh, that's great. Time. So where will your upcoming show take place?
that's in Tillamook at the bar and community playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
The company's called, well, they call it TAPA, mm-hmm. Tillamook Association for the Performing Arts. And it's a fundraiser, so it's only running 4 evenings. And I'm singing most of the material, but I do have a cast of 4 others.
Oh, that's great.
And a pianist on stage.
Oh, wonderful. Can you give us a little peek into the story?
Oh, yes. Well, it's not so much of a linear story as it is a comment on the popular music from the 20s to today, the songs that were written about women that are a little off.
Oh, fantastic.
And, I'm calling it Lulu's Back in Town. And I don't know, I guess one could call me Lulu and say, yeah, I'm back in town. And so I started picking material that were, you know, songs about crazy women. And notice there really aren't many songs about crazy men. I couldn't really find any.
Isn't that funny? Oh, that's fantastic.
And so I have one, the only male character is playing a psychiatrist, and he's the one that introduces the pieces, and he's very academic and stuffy and talks about the DSM-5, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual that psychiatrists use to diagnose their patients.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And I've got songs grouped into sections according to the disorder that they're about. And so the feminist statement doesn't really come from the girl, it comes from the psychiatrist.
Hmm.
He's puzzled, why aren't there any songs about crazy men? So, I mean, there really is a feminist statement in the piece.
Did you use any music from Lady in the Dark?
No.
I'm just curious. I mean, I don't know the piece very well, although I've been listening and reading about it because I'm interested in it. And it is the Kurt Vile piece about a woman
right.
in analysis.
Oh, my gosh. And I love Kurt Vile.
Yeah, it's I'm.
I think I've just barely plumbed the depth of material.
Yeah. What songwriters are what did you find, you know, were your favorite songwriters?
Well, there, I don't think I really duplicate any songwriters. Stephen Sondheim, of course, mm-hmm. has, you know, the piece from Company, and I was going to do Rose's Turn, but it's a little dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so I've got some stuff from the 20s, a Cole Porter piece about mm-hmm. Miss Otis.
Oh, that's great. So,
no, Miss Otis.
Regrets.
Mm-hmm. And then I was involved in a NYMPH, the New York Musical Theater Festival, production of a piece called Trouble. And there's one person who is stalking a boyfriend. And so that's one. I've also taken a couple of popular tunes and reinterpreted them.
Oh, that's great. I heard a great reinterpretation of On the Street Where You Live that just killed me. I can never remember the singer who did it because I've brought this up to a couple other people in conversation, but she did. It was a female who sang it, a musical theater person,
mm-hmm.
I think, or might have been a pop singer, and she sang it completely. Just completely as a stalker, and it is
yeah.
hilarious and scary
yeah.
and creepy.
Well, Part of Your World from Little Mermaid
oh.
is performed from the perspective of a hoarder.
Oh, I love
so
it.
So we go through the whole piece,
mm-hmm.
and then, and so we have 2 stalker songs. The Partridge Family song, I Think I Love You.
That's great.
It's one that I've been exploring as a comic monologue for quite a long time. And if you just speak the words, it sounds like the person is just off their nut.
Oh, that's great.
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I've got a couple of country tunes. There's a nutty song called I Didn't Know the Gun Was Loaded.
It's so interesting in music, you know, you start singing lyrics when you start learning a song, not even as a professional singer, just, you know, with the radio. And all of a sudden, there's a click where you actually realize what you're singing.
Yes. Yeah. And when I coach singers for auditions and performers, I frequently will have them learn the song as a monologue or just read it, like in a master class setting. I'll have them read it for the class and then sing the song again. And it's, you find things just in the lyrics that you don't find just singing the song.
Right. Yeah. Because, you know, with the tune being upbeat, it kind of clouds the depth of the lyric sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Oh, it sounds like you're doing a lot of wonderful things.
I'm having a great time.
Yes. So you've permanently moved from New York now.
Pretty much. Yeah. I'm living in the house where I grew up.
Oh, for heaven's sake. How's that?
It's interesting.
Yeah. Right. I bet, you know, from a writing perspective, I would think that it might really be a jumping off point.
It's really feeling like that. I'm really wanting to do some serious writing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Cool. So now this may be going backward. How was your time in New York? I mean, obviously you spent 12 years of approximately there and you really worked your butt off. What were some highlights?
Oh, gosh. Let me see. I did a production called The Pirates of Finance, which was all music from Arthur Sullivan, and the lyrics had been changed to serve a story about the 2008 stock market crash.
Mm-hmm.
And so I assisted with arranging those. We turned some into, I mean, we changed the musical style of a bunch of them. The major, oh goodness, I am the
very model of a modern major general.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, turned into a hip hop.
Oh, that's great.
And it was about this, well, gosh, kind of a Donald Trump character, I guess, but a wealthy, braggadocious gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also orchestrated the music for the band.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Another favorite project was getting involved with the Shakespeare Society and the Hunts Point Alliance for Children. They work with fifth and sixth graders an entire school year, and they learn a Shakespeare play. It's edited just a little bit, but they perform the entire play and understand it completely. And we were doing Twelfth Night, and I assembled a small ensemble, orchestrated the music for them, and actually I contacted Mary Catterley from Portland, and she let us use a couple of her pieces.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so that was great, working with fourth and fifth graders for the chorus mm-hmm. part.
Yeah, it's another life in New York. It sounds as though you did lots of wonderful things, and it's nice to have you back in Oregon.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, this is my climate.
Yeah.
I just gotta tell you. That's a lot of what I think was getting me down in New York was the summers.
Oh, they're brutal.
Yeah. So.
Well, yeah. It's great to have you back. And
thank you.
I'll put up, is there a website people can look to attend the show?
Let me see. It's Tillamook Theater. And theater is spelled with an ER .com.
Great.
And they have a Facebook page too.
Great. I'll put the website and the Facebook page address on Artslandia, and this podcast will be up next Monday.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you, Brenna. It's so good to hear your voice, and I'm so glad you're back in town. I'm hoping that we'll get a chance to do something together at some point.
Oh, absolutely. That would be so fun.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks.